The Arab Spring came late to Sudan, and now it seems to have stalled. Democracy activists in Khartoum say they're still in shock. On Monday, paramilitary forces cleared out their main protest camp. They beat demonstrators and killed more than 100 people. In response, the African Union today suspended Sudan from the organization. The perpetrators of the violence are known as the Rapid Support Forces, or Janjaweed. That is the same militia that brought violence and mayhem to the western Sudanese province of Darfur more than a decade ago. Now Sudanese authorities have all but shut down the internet. But earlier today, my colleague Carol Hills managed to reach Khartoum resident Dalia Abdel Monim. Abdel Monim told Carol that in recent days, the Janjaweed militia have taken control of parts of the capital.
The roads are empty. We could see members of the Janjaweed roaming the streets in my neighborhood, in my area. There were reports of huge clashes between protesters and the Janjaweed forces, or the rapid deployment forces.
Describe the rapid support forces, the former Janjaweed. When you saw them, what were they doing?
They're heavily armed. Yeah, they're heavily armed. Some of them looked like they had rocket launchers and...
We were not able to get a clear phone line back to Khartoum, but Abdel Monim sent us several voice memos describing the militia she's seen on the streets of her neighborhood.
The ones that move on foot, they carry whips and they carry sticks or truncheons. These sticks, they're fitted with like electrical pods, so when they hit you with it, you get electrocuted. These are state-of-the-art weapons that this force, this militia of thugs is using and has been using on Darfur, and they're now turned and they're using it on us in the capital.
Many Khartoum neighborhoods, according to Abdel Monim, look like a war zone.
Blockades are literally on every street, whether it's a main road or it's a side street or a neighborhood street. And then you also see the black marks left from tire burning. You see the broken glass, which is from the Molotovs that some protesters have used against the Janjaweed.
Abdel Monim says democracy activists like her are not backing down. They're hardening their resolve.
We're more determined that we're not going to let this slide, that we will not allow anyone to hijack our revolution, be it third parties who have an interest in the regime staying in place, be it the military council that is obviously not interested in giving up power nor sharing power with the civilian government. So we're more determined than ever, and we're going to push through. There's a civil disobedience plan, mass civil disobedience plan starting from Sunday. Hopefully that will cripple the government systems and the government entities. And most likely we'll also go back to the tactics that we used when we first went out protesting in December, which is basically small pockets of protest coming out in the neighborhoods, barricades, galvanizing the people to come back. And I think once that shock wears off, we'll see a completely different scenario unfolding in front of our eyes. We're not giving up. We've come too far to give up now. And this is our revolution. This is our fight. And all those who've died haven't died in vain.
Tomorrow we get the long view of Sudan and its people.
They are desperate that their story be heard by the world.
Scholar Eric Reeves says the attack this week on Sudan's pro-democracy protesters is a bad sign for what could come next. The rise of the Janjaweed, a.k.a. the Rapid Support Forces, is creating a split in Sudan's military.
There's tremendous dissatisfaction, especially in the middle ranks, the majors, the colonels, the lieutenants, who would stand up to the Rapid Support Forces, and they would have superior firepower.
That divide could lead Sudan back into civil war and another humanitarian crisis, which could be bad news for the whole region.
This is a pivotal country in northeastern Africa, and it stretches from the Mediterranean to the equator, practically. If there is civil war in Sudan, there will be a flood of Sudanese migrants to the European continent. It will be very bloody, very nasty, and could be quite protracted.
The crisis in Sudan, that conversation tomorrow here on The World.